Hi guys, welcome to the Salon Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Mark, Chief Content Creator for the Salon Marketing Agency, along with my co-host, Veronica.
Ready to have those appointment slots fully booked, even weeks in advance.
Yeah.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into how a killer blog can transform your salon.
Yes.
From best kept secret to the hottest spot in town.
It's true. You've already got the skills and the style.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get you the online presence to match.
We're diving into a guide all about salon blogging.
Okay.
And our listener today is ready to take their online presence to the next level.
Amazing.
They're curious about blogging, but wondering, isn't a great website enough?
Right.
Let's break it down.
Okay.
What's the real magic that blogging brings to a salon's digital strategy?
Think of it this way.
Okay.
Your website is your salon's stunning storefront.
Mm-hmm.
It shows the world what you offer.
Okay.
What your blog.
Yeah.
That's where you invite people in.
Okay.
Offer them a cappuccino.
Uh-huh.
And get them truly excited about booking their next appointment.
Okay. I love where you're going with this. It's about building those relationships, right?
Exactly. Yep. Your blog is where you establish your expertise.
Okay.
Showcase your team's personality.
Mm-hmm.
And answer all those burning hair care questions your potential clients are typing into Google at this very moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
This guide calls out 7 specific benefits of blogging for salons.
Wow.
For me, the most exciting one is how blogging actually drives conversions.
Yeah.
We're talking new client bookings.
Yes.
People adding that extra product to their cart.
Love it.
Actual tangible results.
It's true. It's not just about looking good online.
Yeah.
It's about turning those clicks into clients.
Right.
You know that feeling when you find a blog that just gets you?
Mm-hmm.
That's the feeling you want to create for your potential clients.
Absolutely. And speaking of getting found, this guide mentions that businesses using blogs get a whopping 67% more inquiries than those that don't.
Wow.
That's almost 2/3 more people discovering your salon online.
That's huge.
Imagine the possibilities.
And the best part.
Yeah.
This isn't some expensive marketing campaign.
Right.
Blogging is a powerful form of organic marketing.
Okay.
It's about creating content so good that Google can't help but put you at the top of the search results.
Free promotion in today's digital world, that's almost unheard of. Okay, we're convinced. Blogging is a must for any ambitious salon owner.
Definitely.
But how do you actually write a blog post that works its magic? It feels like everyone and their dog has a blog these days.
Right.
How do you make yours stand out?
You're right. It's a crowded space.
Yeah.
That's why understanding what makes a blog post truly great is so crucial.
Okay.
Think of it like creating a show-stopping hairstyle.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the right techniques,
yeah,
products, yeah, and a whole lot of style.
And we all know a bad haircut can send clients running for the hills, so no pressure, right?
Right. But luckily, our guide breaks down crafting a compelling blog post into some really manageable steps.
Okay.
First up, a captivating headline.
Okay.
It's all about grabbing attention.
Like those catchy salon names that make you do a double take.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of tips for healthy hair,
yeah,
try something like 5 secrets to combating summer frizz, or the ultimate guide to salon-worthy blowouts at home.
I'd click on that.
Right.
So you've got their attention with the headline.
Okay.
Now you need an opening line that makes them want to cancel their plans and spend the next hour glued to your every word.
You got it. Your introduction needs to be engaging and intriguing.
Okay.
But don't overwhelm readers with jargon or super technical language.
Right.
Think conversational, not textbook.
We're going for a relaxing, pampering experience, not a lecture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keep your paragraphs short.
Mm-hmm.
Use bullet points.
Okay.
Break up the text with clear headings.
Mm.
And most importantly, yeah, images, images, images.
Because a picture is worth 1,000 words, especially in the world of hair.
You know it. High quality photos and even videos can make all the difference.
Right.
Think before and after shots of your most dramatic transformations.
Wow.
A peek inside your salon's stylish interior. Or even a quick tutorial on how to recreate a trendy hairstyle.
People want to see the magic happen. It's all about showcasing your salon's unique personality and style.
And last but definitely not least.
Okay.
Always include a call to action.
Yes.
What do you want people to do after they finish reading your amazing blog post?
Okay.
Book an appointment. Check out your social media. Buy your favorite hair mask. Tell them.
Because a blog post without a call to action is like a salon chair without a stylist. Okay, so we know why blogging matters.
Yes.
And how to structure a killer post.
Right.
But what about the content itself?
Okay.
What should you actually be writing about on your salon blog?
Now that's where things get really interesting.
Okay.
The salon world is bursting with content gold, just waiting to be mined.
Like those little bottles of hair oil that make all the difference.
Precisely. And this guide has some fantastic starting points.
I'm loving these analogies. Okay, so this guide we're diving into has a treasure trove of content ideas for salon blogs. One that really grabbed my attention was seasonal hair care tips.
Oh, yeah.
It's like clockwork,
Right.
summer hits, and everyone's battling frizz.
Right.
Winter arrives, and suddenly it's all about dry, brittle strands.
It's so true. And imagine being the one who swoops in with the solutions
Right.
by sharing timely tips and advice on your blog.
Oh.
How to protect hair from chlorine. The best products for static-prone weather.
Yeah.
You're not just providing valuable content, you're positioning yourself as the expert.
You're basically reading your clients' minds
Yes.
and thirst histories.
Exactly. When their hair is freaking out, you want them turning to your blog for those salon-approved solutions.
Okay.
And speaking of connecting with your audience,
Yeah.
another brilliant content idea from this guide is stylist spotlights.
Oh, I love this one. It's like those staff picks you see in bookstores. You
Yes.
always end up checking out a book you'd never heard of because something about the staff member's recommendation intrigued you.
You nailed it. Stylist spotlights are such a fantastic way to inject personality into your blog.
Right.
Don't be afraid to get a little creative here.
Okay.
Share your team's stories, highlight their specialties,
Yeah.
even showcase their individual styles.
People want to know the faces behind the salon chairs.
Yes.
They want to feel like they're already friends with you before they even step foot in your salon.
Exactly.
And speaking of building trust,
Okay.
this guide also talks about the power of client testimonials.
Yes.
We all check those online reviews before booking appointments or trying new products.
It's true. Social proof is huge.
Right.
But imagine going beyond a simple five-star review.
Okay.
What if you dedicated a section of your blog to client success stories?
Ooh, I like that.
Ask your happiest clients if they'd be willing to share their experience,
Right?
maybe even film a short video testimonial.
Now you're talking. Video is so engaging.
Right.
And seeing those amazing transformations firsthand, hearing
Yes.
clients rave about your
Yeah.
services, that's powerful stuff. And speaking of transformations, let's not forget about product reviews and recommendations.
Yes. This is where you can really leverage your expertise and maybe even boost those retail sales.
Okay.
Share your honest thoughts on the latest hair care innovations. Those must-have styling products,
Yeah.
even your favorite tools of the trade.
I'm already feeling inspired to revamp my own salon's blog, but I have to admit,
Yeah.
thinking about all this amazing content
Really?
makes me a little, how do I put this?
That's a.
Will I ever leave the salon again if I'm busy crafting blog posts?
You're preaching to the choir here. Running a salon is a full-time job,
Right.
and finding time to blog can feel like adding another shift to your already packed schedule.
Exactly.
But here's the thing:
Okay.
blogging, when done right, isn't just another task on your to-do list,
Yeah.
it's an investment in your salon's future.
It's like those few minutes you spend each day tidying up the salon.
Right.
It seems small,
Yeah.
but it makes all the difference in creating a welcoming atmosphere.
I love that analogy. And just like you wouldn't expect a single coat of paint to last forever, you don't need to be churning out daily blog posts to see results.
Right.
Even a couple of high-quality posts a month can make a world of difference.
Small steps, big impact.
Exactly.
So, for those super busy salon owners out there,
Yeah.
what's your advice?
Okay.
How do you fit it all in?
Think of your time as your most valuable asset.
Okay.
If writing isn't your thing, or you're already stretched thin,
Yeah.
there's absolutely no shame in outsourcing.
You're speaking my language. Tell me more.
There are tons of talented freelance writers who specialize in creating engaging content for businesses.
Oh, wow.
You could even find writers with a background in the beauty industry.
That's amazing. So you're basically saying we can have our cake and eat it too,
Yes.
manage a thriving salon and have an amazing blog.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
all about finding what works best for you and your business.
Love it. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the world of salon blogging, what's the one piece of advice you'd give to our listeners who are ready to get started?
Don't be afraid to experiment and have fun with it.
Okay.
Your blog should be a reflection of your salon's unique personality and style. Let your creativity shine through,
Yeah.
and most importantly, engage with your audience.
Okay.
Respond to comments. Ask questions.
Right.
and build those relationships.
It's all about creating a space where your passion for all things hair shines through.
Exactly.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation.
Yes, it has.
We've covered why blogging matters, the anatomy of a killer blog post,
yes,
a ton of content ideas,
yeah,
and even how to make it all happen, even with a jam-packed schedule.
Right.
I think our listeners are ready to take the blogging world by storm.
I agree. Remember, your blog is your platform to connect, inspire, and share your expertise with the world.
Yes.
Now go out there and get blogging.
And don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more deep dives into the world of salon success.